At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome into another NFL Sunday. It is week two of the NFL season. I will be diving in, giving you a little bit of my games of the week. I will give you some sit start recommendations, and I will finish with my picks against the spread here in week two. Hope you are excited and ready to go. We did not get a Friday night game, but we certainly did get a TNF game, and that is where we will dive in. This week, the Miami Dolphins played host to the Buffalo Bills for the first official TNF game of this season. Yeah, we had a Thursday kickoff in week one, but it's not quite the same. The NFL kickoff has a little bit of a different air and pageantry to it. Curious to see how these two division rivals would square off. Both teams started out way behind in week one, but were able to fight their way back. And in the early going, it looked like it might be a back-and-forth battle. It was tied at 7 at the end of one quarter, but the Bills sort of pulled away in the second quarter. Tua Tagovailoa struggled at times through 3 interceptions, some of them not his fault. One of them for sure was, but it ended up a 24-10 Bills lead going into the half. They got a pick 6 to start the third quarter and were up 31-10. Later in the third, the Dolphins were trying to drive and make a comeback, and Tua Tagovailoa suffered a concussion, which knocked him out of the game. Skylar Thompson came in to finish up. Thompson 8-14 for 80 yards. In relief, the Bills didn't do a lot on offense after that point, but it was a 21-point lead, and that's how it remained a 31-10 finish. Bills moved to 2-0, Miami 1-1. Probably some bigger questions now for Miami around the health of Tua Tagovailoa. Won't make any speculations. He is in the concussion protocol. This is something we've seen before. It was a real problem for him throughout most of the 2022 season. So our thoughts are with him as he goes through this recovery, and we'll see where the Dolphins go from here. At this point, it looks like Skylar Thompson could be a good bet to start the week 3 game. The Bills get a little bit of a mini bye at least. The Bills and Dolphins get at least a bit of a mini bye thanks to the Thursday night game. So we'll see what kind of things develop. From a fantasy perspective, if you started either running back, James Cook, or Devon Achane, you are feeling pretty good. If you started anyone else, you are probably hurting for points. So I will give you some lineup suggestions for this Sunday as we move forward. But before we get to that, I want to get to our games of the week. If you've been here before, you know a little bit how this segment works. I will pick one game to highlight out of each of the windows, early window, late window on Sunday, Sunday Night Football, and Monday Night Football. My early window game, I am going with the New Orleans Saints at the Dallas Cowboys. Both teams 1-0. Both of them looked very dominant in week one. I would like to see how they do against each other. The Saints were playing a probably weak opponent in the Carolina Panthers, but 147-10, very convincing. I did not expect a blowout there. I thought Dallas would win in Cleveland. I didn't realize they were going to clock Cleveland. So both of these teams looked incredible in week one. Now they match up one of the premier games of the early window. I'm hoping that one's playing in our market and be able to watch that. Dak, CeeDee Lamb, probably no Jake Ferguson in this one for the Cowboys. He's banged up at tight end. Saints seem all healthy and good to go. So a good matchup of offenses and some upside defenses. In the afternoon window, you can't go with anything other than the Cincinnati Bengals at the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are the reigning Super Bowl champions. They won on opening night kickoff, so they have had kind of a long week to rest and prepare for the Bengals, who looked completely flat in a 16-10 home loss to the Patriots in week one. Will Burrow and Chase be able to get it going? If the war of words this week is any indication, the Bengals have written a lot of checks that they're now going to have to cash on the field. Chase said that they're the best team in football and they should be the favorites, not based on what I saw week one, friend. One of the defensive backs for the Bengals also said Xavier Worthy doesn't have much to him other than he's fast. I think these are what you might call bulletin board material, not that the Chiefs really needed that. This could end up being a lopsided game, but if Cincinnati really considers itself a contender in the AFC, they have to have a good showing this week. Sunday Night Football, we get another intriguing matchup. Both teams are 1-1. They met in the Hall of Fame game to kick off the preseason. That is the Chicago Bears coming to visit the Houston Texans. The Texans offense looked to be clicking in week one, a 29-27 win over the Indianapolis Colts. Over 100 yards for Nico Collins, 159 rushing yards for Joe Mixon, 2 receiving touchdowns for Stephon Diggs. That offense looked like it's humming. Chicago Bears got a 24-17 victory over the Titans. Very deceptive. They came back from a 17-0 hole, largely thanks to defense and special teams. Rookie quarterback Caleb Williams won the game, but finished with less than 100 passing yards and less than 50% completions. Can he do better against a good Texans offense or defense now on the road? That is a question I have, but this is definitely an interesting premier matchup. And then our Monday Night Football game this week is the 0-1 Atlanta Falcons at the 1-0 Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles technically getting their second consecutive home game, although being at home in Sao Paulo, Brazil, probably doesn't feel the same as being at home in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Falcons looked incredibly flat in a 18-10 home loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers last week. Kirk Cousins looks like he is a little bit slow and a little bit immobile coming back from that massive Achilles injury. I'm not sure playing the Eagles defense is the way to get right there, but we will see. You know, you have to play the games that are on your schedule and that are in front of you. And that is certainly the game that is on their schedule and that is in front of them. The Eagles, meanwhile, they look like they were great in their kickoff game. Saquon Barkley putting up 3 touchdowns in his first game as an Eagle has to be pretty encouraging to both Eagles fans and fantasy managers. They also had good passing day games from Devonta Smith and A.J. Brown. I like this team quite a bit, and I think this could be an interesting matchup. I'm hoping Atlanta bounces back a little bit, looks a little bit more competitive on offense, but again, it is not an easy matchup. That Eagles defense under Vic Fangio looked like they were doing pretty well, harassed the Green Bay offense quite a bit on opening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Night. Well, that'll do it for games of the week. As I promised, you know, you might be in a little bit of a lineup quandary. Maybe you started Tyreek Hill or Jaylen Waddle. Maybe you started Keon Coleman like I did in the league and got 0 points as a response. You might want some optimal lineup suggestions. So I am here to give you a few sit-start suggestions for your week two. Fair warning, things did not go quite as planned for me in the sit-start department in week one. My start recommendations, I was only 1 for 3. James Cook ended up a top 24 running back. Drake London, Evan Ingram, and Kyler Murray all finished outside the money. For our purposes in sit-start, I am trying to give you a top 12 option at QB or tight end and a top 24 option at running back or wide receiver. Conversely, my sit recommendations would be the opposite of that. I went 2-2. There, Justin Herbert definitely outside the top 12 at quarterback. Titans receivers were awful last week, even though their team put up 17 points. In the running back category, Zach Moss got a late touchdown, or it pushed him just inside the top 24, so that was a little bit of a miss. And Brock Bowers looked really good at tight end in a week that was abysmal for the position of tight end. He caught 6 dump offs for 58 yards and ended up as tight end 3. So let's see if I can do a little bit better this week. And let's turn to quarterback. I'll give you 1 start, 1 sit at each position. At the quarterback position, my start this week is Jaden Daniels. You know, he had a strong debut. His team did not win, but he did rush for 2 touchdowns and he went without turning over the ball. That is good. That is especially good for a rookie quarterback on the road, as he was last week in Tampa Bay. They want him to be more of a passer, but I think that's going to be something of a slow evolution. Now he is at home against a Giants defense that let Sam Darnold hang 28 points on them in week 1. I certainly like Jaden Daniels this week. I think he'll give you some rushing upside. I think he will pass a little bit more. This is a more pass-friendly matchup. My sit is Caleb Williams. You know, I mentioned the Bears won in week 1, but he did not look good. He was less than 100 yards passing, below 50% completions. Now the Bears are on the road against a good Texans team in prime time. I think Caleb Williams will have a good season, but it's not all going to come in 1 week. At the running back position, my start is Ramondre Stevenson. Patriots are at home. They are hosting the Seattle Seahawks. The Patriots were real surprise week 1 winners, in large part thanks to Stevenson. He finishes RB7. He ran for more than 100 yards and got a touchdown. The team's at home. It's not an easy matchup, but the Broncos found some success against the Seahawks last week. I think Stevenson figures to be the workhorse again. He is the best player on the team. I like him to get enough volume to produce another top 24 rushing week. My sit, conversely, is those Broncos, and it is Javonte Williams. You know, even without Adric Estime, who went on IR this week, there's a lot of competition for touches. He split last week with Jaleel McLaughlin. I think the team is going to get undrafted rookie Blake Watson involved this week, too. In addition, you know, the Broncos have a pitiful passing game that relies on a lot of dump offs at or behind the line of scrimmage, and they are facing the Steelers. It's an easy move to call Williams outside of top 24 territory for me. I have him more in the low end RB3 range. I think the Steelers are going to handle the Broncos just fine. At wide receiver, my start is Debo Samuel. You may have seen Christian McCaffrey is out again in week 1. We saw Debo as a big part of the rushing offense. He has always been more of than just a receiver. He saw 8 carries and a rushing touchdown in that week 1 victory over the Jets. McCaffrey's ailing. He's out again on Sunday. That's really good news for those who roster Debo. He has good pass catching upside that is enough to make him a top 24 consideration on pass receiving alone. When you add in that rushing upside, I think it's an easy call. My sit is Deontay Johnson of the Carolina Panthers. Look, I know acquiring Johnson was the big move for the Panthers offense this offseason, but in week 1, it just didn't pan out. He caught 2 passes for 19 yards. That was 4th among receivers on his own team. That is not a great look. They were not a good passing team. And now they are going against a pretty robust Chargers defense that was able to hold the great Devontae Adams to only 5 receptions for 59 yards in week 1. I am not playing Johnson in week 2, hoping for a top 24 week. I think this Panthers team is going to be a real work in progress. Now we move to tight end, and my start is Chase Likely, and I know what you're going to say. You don't chase points in fantasy football. I know that's true, but this is about recognizing talent and opportunity. Likely has the talent, and in this scheme, as we saw in that opening night game, he is functioning more as a wide receiver too for the Ravens. Seeing as how their receiver group is underwhelming, I think that is a great fit for a very talented pass catcher. This doesn't mean Mark Andrews won't be involved at some point. This also doesn't mean he's going to get 9 receptions for 111 yards and a touchdown again this week, but I do like him to keep getting volume and to get enough to produce and be a fantasy viable option at a very difficult position. The tight end position was terrible in week one. Let's see if we get some bounce back. So far, I haven't seen a lot of robust performances. My sit is Tyler Conklin. You know, Conklin was a good surprise and a nice, solid performer last season for the Jets. But they didn't have Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, for most of his career, tight end has not been a huge part of what Rodgers does in the passing game. That seemed to bear out on Monday night as Conklin saw only 2 targets and caught just 1 pass for 6 yards. Most of that work coming when Tyrod Taylor came in for mop-up duty. Rodgers seemed laser-focused on Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, and Breece Hall. You know, Mike Williams should be jumping into the mix more this week, too. I just don't think that leaves enough volume for Conklin on a consistent basis, so I am not starting him this week. We'll see, you know, if things change moving forward, if the look and feel of the offense changes moving forward. So that is a look at my sit start recommendations for this week 2. Before we get out of here, I wanted to end by circling back and looking at my picks against the spread. I'll be honest, you know, I started out 2-0 last week. I was 2-0 before we hit the air, so I was very excited, but I ended 4-10, going 6-10 for all of week 1, and I have stayed on a cooler to start this week. I took the Dolphins at -1.5 on Thursday night, and that did not pan out. We'll see if the rest of it pans out for me. I am trying to get back on the right side of 500 with my picks against the spread. So for the rest of week 2, I have the Dallas Cowboys -6.5 over the Saints. I mentioned I really like this matchup. Both teams looked really robust on offense. Still, I like the Cowboys at home. I am taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers +6.5 against the Detroit Lions. I think the Lions will win outright. They are my straight-up victors in this game, but I think this game is going to be closer than a touchdown. The Buccaneers looked really good in week 1. So did the Lions. I think this is going to be some back and forth. I am taking the Green Bay Packers +3.5. I picked the Colts as straight-up winners, but winning in Green Bay is not easy, despite the fact that Jordan Love should be out. I think this is going to be a close game, no more than a field goal. I took the Jets -3.5 over the Tennessee Titans. Yes, the Jets lost at home on the road in pretty convincing fashion on Monday night. The Tennessee Titans had a lead for a while in Chicago. I think both the Titans defense is probably better than we suspected. The Jets defense has a little bit of work to do, but I am betting on Aaron Rodgers in that offense. It is their second consecutive road game, I know, but I think that they can get at least a touchdown victory, as the Bears were able to do in week 1. I am not bullish on this Titans team. I'm taking the San Francisco 49ers -4.5 at the Minnesota Vikings. Yes, the Vikings look good in a 28-6 victory in week 1, but I think the 49ers will come in there and will handle them. They took the Jets apart pretty easily on Monday night, even without Christian McCaffrey. I think they will do the same. I took the Patriots +3.5 at home over the Seahawks. The Seahawks are favored. It seems like a lot of people are on the Seahawks to just go into New England and get a victory, but I actually think this upstart Patriots team will win at home. They were my straight-up victors as well. I took the Washington Commanders -2.5 at home against the Giants. I think the Commanders will get a straight up victory at home against a bad Giants team as well. I took the -6.5 for the Chargers on the road at Carolina. Carolina looked dreadful in week 1. The Chargers weren't incredible on offense, but they were pretty good on defense. They held down a more talented Raiders offense in week 1, and they were able to run all over the Raiders. Now missing Derek Brown from that defense as well for the Panthers, I think it's going to be a long day in Carolina. I took the Jaguars -3.5 over the Cleveland Browns. Both these teams lost in week 1, but the Jaguars were very close, had a decent lead on the Dolphins for a time. Cleveland Browns really struggled and scuffled at home. They're also missing David Njoku today. I don't think that bodes well. I took the Ravens -9.5 at home against the Las Vegas Raiders. I think the Ravens are ready to rumble. The Raiders gave up over 160 rushing yards to the Chargers and J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards last week. I think Derrick Henry should eat today. He would be a great start. This is probably the most interesting matchup of the day, but I took the Rams plus 0.5. It's basically a pick 'em over the Arizona Cardinals. Both these teams lost in week one, and I know the Rams lost Puka Nacua, but I really like what we saw from Cooper Kupp. I think we'll get a better day from Kyren Williams. I like some of the ancillary players like Tyler Johnson and Colby Parkinson. The Cardinals started out really hot in Buffalo and completely faded. Maybe they'll be a little bit better at home. They have some weapons. I think this is going to be a close game, but I am on the Rams. I took the Pittsburgh Steelers -2.5 over the Denver Broncos. They could have made that spread higher, and I still would have taken the Steelers. The Broncos looked dreadful in week one. I think they are indeed going to finish as one of the lesser teams in the NFL this season. I took the Kansas City Chiefs -5.5 at home over the Bengals. The Bengals didn't show us anything in week one. It would take a lot of a spark for them to hang within a touchdown of the Chiefs, I think, in this one. I took the Houston Texans -6.5 over the Chicago Bears. I know the Bears won in week one. Their defense and their special teams are looking good, but they have a much tougher offensive opponent to face in the Houston Texans. And with Caleb Williams on the road, hopefully we'll see a little bit of improvement, but I think this is going to be a stretch. I think the Texans will get the victory. I also took the Eagles -6.5 at home against the Falcons, another offense that looked pretty poor in week one that really needs to step up and show us something, and that is Atlanta. And I'm not sure going against Philadelphia in Philadelphia is the way to do it. So that'll do it for me for this week two preview. Hope you guys have a great day out there. Enjoy some of the games. Get your lineups all set and ready to go. And we'll see how I fare, picks against the spread, in week two.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.